This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, we are churning and burning through the week. Only one more day, and then you're free for 2 days. Anyway, we have a wonderful show planned for you tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We are going to talk about everything from communists pretending like they have no other choice but to be absolutely horrible. They do that. We're going to approach the world of make-believe in a little bit of a different way. That's coming up actually here in the opening. We have more H-1B visa abuse. That's the bad news. The good news, illegal immigration plummeting out there. Cuba is in a whole lot of trouble. The right-wingers continue to get married and make babies while others do not. All that. I'm going to try to clear out a bunch of emails. Ice cream is good for you, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin actually with an email. The subject of this one is The Coming Horrors. The guy says, Oracle. It's not that it's funny, it's just a little dark. Oracle. Do the American people have a breaking point when it comes to these communists and their future plans for the country? He goes on to talk about a lot of things, about how people aren't paying attention. It's very depressing. Okay, all right. So let's talk about something. I'll pair it with this email. Jesse, seems the latest commentary is that these people are being disappeared instead of deported. They're lying. All right. We've talked about the world of make-believe, that communists lie about everything all the time. You know that. I know that. We talk about it all the time. You see right now, as they're trying to make a martyr out of this recent street communist, you see the things they're saying. We'll get to that in just a moment. I want to make an analogy that, of all the lame analogies I make on this show, I don't know why I speak in these terms. I just do. It helps me understand things. This might be the lamest one, and still, I love it. So here it is. Have you ever played the game Hungry, Hungry Hippos? Ever played that game? Or at least seen it? You know what it is. I'll venture a guess you know what it is. If you don't, let me just describe it. Maybe the younger generation doesn't understand. There's a round, picture a big plate. There's a round board. The game board is a big plate, a round board, right? Around the edge of the board are these little plastic hippos. Every person who plays the game is assigned to a hippo. Now, the game generally is there are all these balls, these little white balls that get dropped on the plate. And the idea is you press a little button on your hippo and he opens up his mouth and he reaches out and he grabs a ball, Lord willing, and pulls it back in. And all the players are doing this. And of course, as you probably figured out, the idea is bring the most balls in. That's your goal. I want balls. That's the goal. Okay? I want you to think about our current conflict, our domestic conflict, as that game. Why do communists, why do they build this world of make-believe? Why do you tell huge lies? Why are they currently lying, for instance, about the two street animals who died in Minneapolis? Here's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
What they did was, and with Renee Good, what they did was, is they hit at the best of us.
The best of us? What? You may agree or disagree with Renee Good or Alex Preddy, but would you want them babysitting your children? Would you want to live next to them? You want them as your next door neighbor? Would you want to marry them, date them? Would you want them sitting beside you in church on Sunday? No, of course not. Nobody would. Even you communists who hate listen. I know you're lying right now and lying to yourself, but no, you wouldn't. Why do this? Here was Anna Navarro on CNN talking about Alex Preddy. Keep in mind, we know now, we know, we have the video out there. This is a communist street animal to the core. We have video of him screaming at federal agents, kicking out taillights. He's part of a communist, well, was part of a communist street activist group. This is a guy who spent his life screaming, yelling, causing a ruckus. This is a human being nobody would want to actually be around. Anna Navarro, if she saw this guy coming and nobody was watching, would waddle across the street so she didn't have to spend any time with him at all. Yet, see, she sits down on CNN and says this.
They killed the wrong guy, right? Because this is like the perfect guy. Alex Preddy is the guy you would want to date your daughter, the guy you would want your son to grow up to be, a decent human being who was serving humanity.
We can't even play video of Alex Preddy because he's screaming so many F-words at ICE agents. It's just beep, 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 as he loses his mind in the street. No one wants that for a son, and no one wants their daughter to marry an animal like that. Okay? So just lies. Do you remember right after Charlie Kirk was murdered? Remember, this caused a bit of a stir. I think he even got suspended for a week, if I remember right. Jimmy Kimmel, on his late-night show that nobody watches, got up and he said this.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything.
That's not true. That's a lie. Well, Tiffany Cross, last night on CNN, she sat there, repeated it.
Charlie Kirk was murdered, the president.
Not by a left-wing extremist.
She lied. Now, that's the same Tiffany Cross. Remember Kyle Rittenhouse? Remember the Kyle Rittenhouse trial? Kyle Rittenhouse, in case you forgot, shot three people at a horrible communist riot. Two of them died. All three of them were white as snow. Kyle Rittenhouse was white as snow. Tiffany Cross said this.
I find these people disgusting, Ellie. I'm disgusted at what I'm seeing. It's trial, it's other trials. But this in particular, the fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets...
But the white supremacist, everyone was white, that's a lie. Well, what are they doing? What's the idea behind it? The idea is, picture all the people in our country as those white balls on the hungry, hungry hippo board. Now understand this about human nature. This applies to all of us, you and me, all of us. When we come to a conclusion on something, anything, it could be a food you like or dislike. When we come to a conclusion on something, we make a decision. We don't like to change course. We don't like to change our minds. There's a lot of things to this. Some of it, a lot of it boils down to simple pride. If you change your mind about something, I hate cold sandwiches. You know that. Everyone knows that. I think it's abominable that we have cold sandwiches. It shouldn't even exist in a civilized country. But what if I had a bite of a cold sandwich right now and I liked it? You've heard me rant against cold sandwiches for 7 years on the radio. Am I really going to swallow my pride and sit here and say, I kind of like cold sandwiches now? No, I'll just shut up about it. I wouldn't say a word. Actually, I probably would tell you just so you could make fun of me. But you understand, pride is a very, very real thing we all have. It's human nature. Once people make a decision on anything, on any issue, whatever it may be, cold sandwiches or Alex Pretty, once you make your decision in your mind, you very likely will not change from that, even in the face of new evidence, new video, new audio. What we know this, we know that. Why are you still? Communists know that too. Communists understand they're playing hungry, hungry hippos, and they play it without shame. They are not trying to tell the truth. They're not trying to be right. They're not. That's the stuff you and I try for. They're not trying for any of that at all. What they're trying to do is get as many balls in their mouth as humanly possible. They're playing hungry, hungry hippo with the American public. That is the idea about lying about everything all the time. And of course, there are disastrous consequences. Do I need to remind you that after Tiffany Cross said this?
I find these people disgusting, Ellie. I'm disgusted at what I'm seeing. It's trial, it's other trials. But this in particular, the fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist.
That an animal got in his car in Wisconsin, drove down to a Wisconsin Christmas parade, and drove over as many white people as he possibly could after that kind of propaganda on television? Real world consequences, of course. I don't want to make it just a game of hungry hippos, but that's why they do it. That's why they build the world of make-believe. Grab that person immediately. Tell them a big lie, and they won't change their minds. It's all about getting balls in their mouths, all right? Not pepper balls, though. That would be bad. Well, it'd be bad for them. Byrna has pepper balls, you know that? And tear gas balls. They even have kinetic rounds. What is it? Well, if you see it, looks like a gun. You can get different colors. If you get the black one, it looks like a gun, but it's non-lethal. It's legal in all 50 states without a permit, without a background check. It's non-lethal. It fires these pepper balls or whatever kind of balls you buy fast. It fits in your purse. It fits in your pocket. They have holsters for them. When it hits you, pop! Now you have this pepper powder. You can't breathe. You can't see. You're coughing and crying and sputtering. Your daughter needs one, so when that rapist meets her in the parking lot, she gets to survive that night. You need one on your nightstand, in your car. Don't take chances. Don't take chances. Tonight may be the night you meet a monster. Are you ready? BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. Get one tonight. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Remember that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, the best day of the week. All 3 hours belong to you. Whatever questions you had, they don't even have to be political. Get them emailed in right now. They're already pouring in. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. They just tell big lies about everything all the time, and it ends up with real-world disastrous results. Here's one of the founders, the co-founder of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream. Listen to the endless lies. Why tell endless lies like this? Because he's trying to get balls in his mouth.
I was prepared to make a special ice cream today to memorialize and celebrate the life of Renee Good. But now that Alex's murder makes it clear that the murder of Renee and the government's lies were not a mistake, but standard operating procedure, I just don't have it within me. We all live in Minneapolis now, because Minneapolis is only the beginning of what they have in mind. They're coming for anyone, anywhere, who doesn't submit. A brazen, arrogant, masked, militarized force, loyal only to Trump and immune from prosecution. Submit or be murdered, video them and be murdered, protest and be murdered, or at least be placed on a list of domestic terrorists and investigated. This is not freedom. This is not the right to free speech or the right to protest. This is not America. This is sheer cruelty. This is the beginning of the end of the land of the free, unless we make it the home of the brave.
Spurring people to revolution by lying to them. He's playing hungry hippos. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is the ball that ended up in his mouth. The communists do this. Remember the debate with Dome? Remember this?
I was at the Capitol on January 6th. I was the vice president-elect. I was also an acting senator. I was there. And on that day, the president of the United States incited a violent mob to attack our nation's capital, to desecrate our nation's capital. On that day, 140 law enforcement officers were injured, and some died. And
yeah,
understand.
Yeah, we got it. Remember that lie? Officers were killed that day? That's an outright lie. It's just factually incorrect. Yet your liberal Aunt Peggy believes it. What was Dome doing there? She was doing what she's been doing since she got into politics so many years ago. Taking balls in her mouth. That's what she's doing there. It's awful, isn't it? It's awful to tell lies like that to the American people. Yet because these people don't have a conscience, that's what they do. It's freaking terrible. Speaking about inciting people to do terrible things after lying to them. You're lying to them about this and lying to them about that. You're trying to take these balls and you're trying to just lie and bring these people into your camp. Listen to this dork. He's an actor. He was in Breaking Bad, Giancarlo Esposito. Picture you're one of those mentally broken balls. You're on SSRIs, you're an animal, you're fine. Now listen to the way these people talk, and do remember that this guy's never going to participate in anything at all. He's going to sit in his mansion, which I'm sure he lives in, and eat caviar and fly on private jets. Listen to this.
We will not be iced out. This is not going to happen. They can't take us all down. If the whole world showed up on Putin's doorstep or on the Iranians' doorstep or in Washington, it would stop. They'll kill 550 million, however, but the rest of us would survive with a new. This is time for a revolution. Mm. It's time for it, and they don't even know that's what they're starting.
It's time for revolution? Do you think any of these people, the people who lie on television, the actors, the politicians, you think any of these people are actually going to take part in the revolution? Any of them? I think about that when we play this old clip from Jaya Powell. You think she's going to take it to the streets and assess her risk tolerance?
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting us strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases and as our own understanding of what's happening increases. So overall, the more we understand what's effective, what the risks are, and who's ready to participate, the more impact we can have.
Ramping things up until we get headlines like this. Air marshals mistaken for ICE agents chased out of LA County restaurant. The rhetoric ramps up and up and up and up, angering people, weaponizing people, stuff like this.
What we cannot do is forget about holding these people accountable. It's not just about moving forward. We cannot move forward without ensuring that every single person in this country and the history books understand that these people are criminals. They need to be held in contempt. They need to be put to trial. They need to be dragged in front of committees and in Congress, because we cannot allow the next generation to think that this moment wasn't as serious and as led by such evil people as it is right now.
Breaking people. All right, that's enough of the hungry hippos talk. We'll play a little Stephen Colbert, do some emails, talk about H-1Bs and more. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I just watched a video during the break of a killer whale. There was a pod of them, and they went up and they ate a seal, and they were throwing the seal around and eating the seal. And it occurred to me, what if they turn on us? I don't think there, what, Chris? We can have discussions. I don't think there's ever been a recorded incident of a killer whale pod. They're called pods. Did you know that, Chris? That's what they are in big groups. I don't think there's ever been a recorded incident of them attacking and killing a human being, but they're so smart. What if they do it? That probably doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I think about that. What, Chris? I can talk about stuff. Anyway, where do you go once you've told everyone your opponents are Nazis? When I say where do you go is, if your goal is to always weaponize and radicalize the street animals, you're trying to always turn up that emotional meter to get them to kill and maim and do all the horrible things they do, and you've called your opponent Nazi and Hitler and Nazi and Hitler and Nazi and Hitler over and over and over again, well, how do you turn the temperature up? Stephen Colbert gave it a try.
Yes, do not compare ICE or Border Patrol agents to the Nazis. That's an unfair comparison. The Nazis were willing to show their faces.
We know why they want ICE agents unmasked. Every human being who says ICE agents shouldn't wear a mask knows exactly what I'm about to say. They'll lie about it because they can't be honest about it, but they want ICE agents to take their masks off because they want ICE agents threatened and afraid. Democrats want ICE agents afraid for their own safety. Multiple Democrats have come out and said they intend to put ICE agents on trial. We're going to come after you. This right here, this is how people think. Remember, this lady was, I want to stress that, a nurse.
Get on Tinder, get on Hinge, find these guys. They're a nice agent. Bring some X-Lax and put it in their drinks. Get them sick. Easily deniable. Somebody's not going to be supporting these guys. Where's the hotel where they eat? Who makes that breakfast? Let's find them. Okay, for today's resistance tip, anybody got any poison ivy, poison oak? Get some of that up with gloves, obviously. Get it in some water. And I'm going to put it into a water gun. Aim for faces. Sabotage tactic, or at least scare tactic. All the medical providers, grab some syringes. Have them full of saline or succinylcholine, you know, whatever.
Do you remember, maybe you forgot, when we did the Rhodesian history, the history of the Rhodesian Bush War, when that thing was first getting started and the communists were just trying for basic terror attacks? you know, throw a bomb in a cafe, that kind of stuff. Just a standard thing communists do. Do you remember who were the most willing collaborators early on? Young, female, university students. Every single time. Let's do some emails, shall we? Have a bunch I want to get through tonight. Hey, Jesse, most of these billionaires, while they lean left, why would they be communist when they made all their money in capitalism and most of them are corporate CEOs? Tearing down American middle class and poor with poor socialist agenda, creating a civil war, so on and so forth. Okay, so why would rich people, why would billionaires be funders and organizers of the communist cause? All right. So again, it's not all of them. Let's remember that. But the ones that do, why are they? First, I do this too. We're all guilty of this. We oftentimes think about wealthy or famous people as being really different than us. Don't we? I do this. When you see somebody on television or an actor or an athlete or something like that, clearly, you know they have two legs and 2 feet and things like that, but they're different now, right? They're just different people. Do you know how many professional athletes eat Taco Bell? I remember I was talking to Aub about this one day. Aub, you know, was an athlete, my wife. She was a gymnast at the University of Arizona. She was on the Canadian national team. I mean, elite level athlete. And she's also a health nut. Kale this and all that other crap. Organic. That's just how she is. And I had a conversation with her one day. We were talking about, I forget which professional athlete it was, because I knew him, kind of. I knew him through somebody. And he was a Taco Bell freak. He had Taco Bell while he played 2 or 3 times a week. And I told Ab about this. She accused me of lying. She said, no, Jesse, they don't eat Taco Bell. They're elite athletes. I said, baby, do you think they're different than us? They eat the same place as you and I eat. I mean, they can afford other stuff, of course, but the same as we are. Billionaires. Billionaires mostly didn't start out as billionaires, and even if they did, you can be a communist, a trained communist who learned to hate America while still ending up as a billionaire. And what you do when you get a lot of money, when you didn't have money, let's say you didn't have money before, and then you get a lot of money, you know what you do? You just do more of the same stuff you loved to do when you were poor. So if you went out to eat once a month when you didn't have any money, you don't change your restaurant preferences, really. When you get to be a billionaire, now you go out to eat once a week, once a night, every night, if you think about it. I know a guy, a super rich guy. I actually work with him. He's not part of the show or anything like that, but he's in my industry, right? I know a guy, and he has this unbelievable apartment in a major American city. I'm not going to go over which one it is. Major American city. And I went up to his apartment one time. I think it's on like the 48th floor, one of these super high floors, one of these things. You go up in it, and it's just jaw-dropping. It's jaw-dropping. The view of the city, you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, this is how the other half lives. Okay, how much did he pay? And this unbelievable kitchen in the place, kind of kitchen that a professional chef would have. He did just the nicest fridge. I think the fridge was sub-zero. It's like a $20,000 fridge. Crazy stuff that normal people don't have. And I open up the fridge. Now, this dude's he's single, lives alone. I open up the fridge. There's like nothing in it. There's a little milk, a couple beers, some ketchup. There's nothing in it. And I said, well, where do you get groceries? Do you get groceries? And he said, no, I just eat out every night. Billionaires don't magically become capitalists if they've lived their lives as communists their whole lives. They just become more communist. they become more dedicated communists. How many wealthy, Bill Gates' wife, Melinda, ex-wife, I'm sorry. Bill Gates' ex-wife. She, you know, she left him because he got a little too close with Jeffrey Epstein. Now he sells you vaccines. Either way, Bill Gates' ex-wife, she is now insanely wealthy. Worked really hard for that. What'd she do with it? Well, all the commie stuff she always wanted to do before. Only now she's got billions and billions of dollars to do it with. They don't magically change when their bank accounts start to look better than yours or mine. They just become more of what they were. If you drink too much natural ice, you ever drink natty ice? I've had, Chris, you ever have a natty ice? It's not good. It's not good. Corey has. Proud of you. You go from drinking natty ice to Dom Perignon. Still drink. Probably drink even more. All right. H-1Bs. Good news on illegals. Hakeem Jeffries, I'm more and more convinced that he's stupid. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, Tom Homan has now been put in charge of Minnesota. Kristi Noem has been put on the sidelines. That's obvious to anyone paying attention. Not fired. Trump doesn't generally like to fire people unless they badmouth him. But she's been moved. Tom Homan said this today.
I don't read a lot of social media. I don't read a lot of media. I don't believe half what I see. We are not surrendering the president's mission on immigration enforcement. Let's make that clear. Prioritization of criminal aliens doesn't mean that we forget about everybody else. That's just simply ridiculous. But when you have a criminal standing here and a non-criminal standing there, that criminal always should be targeted first because he's a significant concern to the safety and security of the community.
Okay. He also said this, and there are a lot of people, some people on our side saying, wow, I can't believe the Democrats backed off. I can't believe they surrendered on this.
He has clarified for me that county jails.
But when he said he's talking about Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. That's who he's talking about.
And he has clarified for me that county jails may notify ICE of the release dates of criminal public safety risks so ICE can take custody of them upon the release from the jail.
May notify. They sat down, had a talk, and they may notify ICE. Okay. Well, did Democrats surrender? All right. Play something. Jacob Fry, he's the mayor of Minneapolis. Here's what he said.
Our police officers spending every single second focused on that keeps the residents of our cities safe. I'll tell you what I don't want them doing. I don't want them spending a single second hunting down a father who just dropped his kids off at daycare, who's about to go work a 12-hour shift, who happens to be from Ecuador. That guy, he makes our city a better place. We're proud to have him in Minneapolis. So are we going to enforce federal immigration law? No, we don't now. We haven't for decades.
Doesn't sound like Jacob Fry is on board. Now, we talked about this last night. Why won't Democrats just give in? Does Tim Walz want rapists and murderers in his state? Does Jacob Fry want murderers, rapists, and thieves in his city? They do, but we'll set that aside. Even if they don't, even if Jacob Fry wants murderers out of Minneapolis so they stop murdering people, Jacob Fry is only mayor of Minneapolis because he caters to the dregs of society. And foreigners are a central part of that. Tim Walz, we went over the numbers before about how many it took to get him elected. I think it was 138,000, real close state, without foreigners. Tim Walz doesn't ever get to be governor. Jacob Fry being asked some questions by a Somalian in his city. Does this sound like a guy who's going to start turning illegals over?
As the mayor of the city, what concrete actions will you and the city of Minneapolis take, such as providing financial support, coordinating resources, or pursuing legal action?
All of the above, providing financial support, coordinating legal resources, and of course, pursuing action. These are actions that are underway, and we need to bolster them even further.
They don't have an option. Now, here's the good news. Census Bureau, illegal immigration plummets by over 50%. I want that number to be 100, and so do you, of course. Let's understand that, but over 50%. We are trending in the right way. We are stopping people from coming in. We are deporting some of the people here. I know we have a long way to go, but these are undeniably really, really good things. Jesse, Mr. Kelly says, you warned everyone about how hard it was going to be to deport illegal people. Now that it is happening, it's frustrating to watch people begin to fold under the propaganda the left is spewing. Well, you and I, because we live in a representative republic where people get to vote for their leaders, we generally have to live under the rule of leaders who are selected by the normies in society. The normies are the people who don't pay that close of attention. They're extremely emotional people. They don't really have a set of principles per se when it comes to politics. They'll just vote exclusively at what are groceries costing? This makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm not sure about this. And if that sounds insulting, that's awesome, because that's 100% how I mean it. I mean it to be as insulting as possible, because I choose to be informed and you choose to be informed. I find it insanely frustrating that we have to live under the rule of people who are selected by the normies. Listen to this in Virginia. Virginians threw a hissy fit after having a Republican governor. They didn't like Donald Trump. They didn't like some things. Threw a hissy fit, voted for a Democrat, and now the good people in Virginia have to live under this.
Here's a list of the many tax increases and proposals Democrats in Virginia are considering passing. They include additional local sales tax in all Virginia counties and cities, new personal property tax on electric leaf blowers and electric landscaping equipment, large employer tax, gun and ammunition tax, new income tax brackets, a delivery tax. This would hit you if you make an order on Amazon, Uber Eats, or an order that includes UPS, FedEx, delivery, etc. here in Northern Virginia. There's also a tax they're looking at for events, concerts, an investment income tax, storage facility tax, gym membership tax, dog walking tax, dog grooming tax, counseling tax, digital personal property tax, new car taxes and highway use fees, an increase in the hotel tax here in Arlington, statewide speed cameras. Now, these aren't taxes, but they would include more fines for some drivers, dry cleaning tax, home repair tax, and a vehicle repair tax.
Oops. I'm glad I pay attention to politics. I'm glad you pay attention to politics. Man, that must hurt if you don't, huh? Anyway, hope you enjoyed the game on Sunday. That's what matters. Two more hours. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.